that again, Shane. And welcome to the Dynasty Trades HQ podcast, brought to you by Dynasty Football Network and DynastyFootballFactory.com. My name is Michael Sipes. You can find me on Twitter at FFBlitz. And I'm here with my partner, Shane Manila.
You can find me at DFF underscore Shane, S-H-A-N-E. Or just look up Shane Says. Everybody follows me, so if you don't follow me, something's wrong with you.
And we're live in Vegas, so we don't have Jeremy, but we have LJ. How you doing, LJ?
What is going on? You can follow me at Pacific Scouting on Twitter, host of the Debbie Watch.
Yeah, and we have a few guys here right now, like Shane was trying to whisper before, because there's people drafting. What were you saying before, Shane?
No, I was just looking at some of the draft boards, and I'm not going to criticize any of these drafts because these are high-stake leagues. So these dudes know what they're doing. They paid $1,800 for these leagues.
That doesn't necessarily mean they know what they're doing.
Well, it means they've earned the right. Then they've paid enough to draft however they want to, and I will not talk shit about them.
I'll talk shit about them where they at.
A couple surprises, though. Saw Royce Freeman go off the board 3-1 in one league.
Well, wait. Why don't you explain to some Marlon of the people Mack that are listening? They don't even know what we're talking about. Where are we? What are we doing? What are those people?
Oh,
doing?
I already did that. I thought you were going to edit. You didn't do it. Job.
You didn't
so
do it.
We're live from Las Vegas, Nevada, out in the desert, also known as hell.
Shut up. It's not hell.
Yeah. Also known as hell. It's fucking hot here.
You're not supposed to go outside in Vegas. How are you supposed to know it's hot?
I don't know, but it's terrible.
In Vegas, you stay indoors.
Like, you don't even have to bury a body in the desert. You could leave it on the street, and it will f***ing liquefy.
I took a drink right when you said that.
So we're at the FFPC main event. We have been here since what feels like 4 in the morning.
I've only been here for like 2 hours.
Yeah, they've been drafting since sometime. I don't know because I'm jet lag, hungover. And
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock in the morning. So far, I have not bought a main event league team yet, and I'm very proud of myself.
Except the moment I got here, that was the first thing you kept saying, let's do it.
I did try to get Sipes to go halfsies with me. And he wouldn't have gotten to make any decisions, so it's a good thing he didn't put in for it, because all he would have gotten was the winnings at the end, which, you know, he would have been happy about.
I would have, yeah. I just, yeah.
So, yeah, Royce Freeman at 301 is maybe the most surprising thing I see, because, again, this is a redraft league.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Tell people what is going on. What are
it's
these
the
people doing?
FFPC. These right. are $1,800.
Fantasy Football Players Championship.
This is high stakes redraft fantasy football. If you listen to any of our podcasts, but especially the HQ, we talked all year about the dynasty leagues that we had with the FFPC, but we had the decidedly smaller scale ones, $77, $250. This is the big boy table, $1,800. And there's also some leagues that are well above that. I believe there's some $10,000 leagues going off the board tonight.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's really cool. Like I said, we've been here all morning. I'm exhausted, but having fun. Just watching people draft. I've actually pulled off a couple trades, so we'll have a trade alert or two later. Actually,
sweet.
LJ took me out last night, got me drunk, and brutalized me in a trade.
You know what's funny, LJ? I was packing last night still in Florida, and you texted me because waivers went through in one of our leagues. You're like, how do you still have money, Sipes? Like, I've spent all my money this offseason in every one of my leagues.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was surprised you still had $143 left to put on good old Shaquem Griffin in our Seek and Destroy League, because he's dropped $250 on, who the hell was it, Rock Thomas?
That was stupid. That was that
cut?
First. That
was cut.
Yeah, no, that was he wasn't cut actually, but that was
who
the
else,
first
who
week.
Else? Trenton Cannon.
Yeah,
too?
I don't listen. The way I do it with all those leagues is we have such huge rosters of like 55 guys. So in the off season, if I see somebody I want, then I just put the money down, because by the time the season happens, who the hell knows if you're gonna have any money left?
Yeah.
But you're right. I didn't even think about you, because you with your Seahawks, you noticed what I bought last night. Yeah.
But I was thinking. Oh. You know, after the last couple of weeks running waivers, I was like, oh, there's nobody left.
Right.
So I tend to just – I need to be more adamant at checking the waiver wires and seeing who's available so I can go attack those players. But I figured – I mean, what was there maybe one other waiver that ran outside of Shaquem Griffin? I think Cody Garrett might have grabbed somebody. So it's like
– Yeah, there wasn't much. Uh-oh.
Getting back to the FFPC here. So I'm looking at one of these boards, And this was some aggressive shit. And again, I will not criticize because it's a redraft and these folks have paid enough that they can draft their teams however they want. But just some things that are a little...
You're looking at someone's team specifically?
No. I'm just looking at some of the names. So, what's his name? Peyton Barber off the board in the 5th round. Alf Morris off the board in the 6th round.
Ooh, that's a bad
pick. Wow.
I mean, it's bold. I'll say that. And the thing with these leagues is that you do want to differentiate your team from the others because you want to basically not have the same team. It's not best ball. But
on top of just their actual league, the 12-team league, they have the ability. They're in the main event, so they're also getting, you know, advancing into the main event, which the grand prize in the main event is $250,000. So,
oh wow, really?
Yeah, so what they're doing is, I mean, they're playing against 11 other competitors in their actual league that they're drafting right here. But then it comes down to a bracket system to where they pull so many teams. Let's say week 11, and then the top 50% of week 11 advance, then the top 50% of week 12, so on and so forth, until they crown a champion who the ultimate prize he receives is $250,000, $2.2 million in the prize pool. So, yeah, I understand. You're going to want to definitely differentiate your squad from another number of other players.
They also get that big trophy over there, right? That helmet trophy?
That thing's beautiful.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
Did you see it?
I got to be honest with you. I've been looking at that thing every time I go on and look at my FFPC league teams.
Yeah, it's nice.
And I have two dynasties and then one football guys championship one. And that trophy is almost enough to make me want to put down $1,800 just to join the main event. Although it's $1,925 right now because their early discount went out. So, but I've made it this far without doing it, so I'm definitely probably not going to join the main
definitely
event.
Definitely probably.
One of the things I wanted to say, the big craze is about James Conner currently. So where's he going at in these drafts? What's the highest you've seen? I know you had it pulled up for a second, but...
Hold up. Let me bring him up. It's hard to see. Well, Chris Carson is another guy. He went off the board in the 7th.
That's pretty normal, I feel.
Yeah.
And actually, LJ, when you were mentioning James Conner a little while ago. No.
It was literally 4 seconds.
No, Alfred Morris. Mm-hmm. You sent me Alfred Morris in that same league. You sent him to me for a third.
I ended up getting a third.
I saw. I was going to ask you, did you just blanket send that to everybody in the league?
Everybody except the one person who would have gave me a second after. But they said it after the fact. They're like, hey, what are you doing? I would have gave you a second. Because the problem is I let it be known in that group thread, in that league thread that Alfred Morris was available. And then I waited 2 days too long to trade him because then the initial depth chart for the San Francisco 49ers came out and Matt Breida is listed as the starter. So if I would have just traded him as soon as I said I was going to, I got the right value. I mean, I would have made out like a bandit.
I can't find him on here.
You know what I love? I'm so used to doing shows with Shane and I only ever see him as a little square on my screen, but he's always doing something else while we're talking. But I'm watching you while you're talking. You keep looking at him and you see that he's doing other things. This is what he does when we do a regular show every time.
Well, no, I was looking for James Conner and I can't find him. I know Le'Veon Bell went off the board at 201 in another league.
202.
202 was that late. That's a league winner. He's going to come back week 11, I think.
Yeah.
Even if he misses the first 10 weeks, he's going to come back and just tear up the playoffs. If you can survive and have a decent team and make it to the playoffs and pull into the main event, and you have Lev Bell coming back to your roster, you've got a good shot of winning.
So you're saying he went in the 2nd round? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, he dropped at a 2nd and won.
Well, how many drafts are going on today here?
There was at least 3 or 4 so far. I don't know, man. There's a ton of them. That's all I know. There are a ton of them. Dalvin Cook going in the 2nd round, 2-7.
I understand. Oh, that's late. I understand waiting on Le'Veon Bell in these big leagues. You're going to want to, you know, almost secure yourself a week one win. I mean, you kick your season off with a win. And that's another interesting point is there's drafts today. This is Thursday. There's going to be drafts tomorrow and Saturday. And what they do is the players who accumulated points from the Thursday night game, the kickoff, Eagles versus the Falcons, they're on the board with those points.
Yep. Oh.
So let's say Devontae Freeman scores 35 points tonight. I'm sure that skyrockets his value for tomorrow because, you know, you're setting yourself up for almost a guaranteed week one win. Because you draft him, you still get those points.
Oh, because the game already played, so they'll get whatever. Oh, okay. That's cool.
Interesting. That's a nice little wrinkle in this. But, I mean, I wouldn't want to do that, but still it's
No, a couple years back, and it wasn't a high-stakes league, but with the same thing where Peyton Manning and Demaryius Thomas had went off. And I forget what season it was. It was at least 3 or 4 years ago at this point. And yeah, they went way earlier than they typically would because they dropped like 70 combined points or something like that.
I never thought about that. You're right. So yeah, because there's a whole bunch more drafts tomorrow, and then we're going to be here all day Saturday with more drafts on Saturday too.
Yeah.
And then that's it. It wraps up on Saturday. There's no more drafts after that.
I believe so.
Are the people allowed to do the drafts online too, or do they have to physically be here?
No, there's online drafts. They have online main event, and then they have the main event here that you could have came to. But like all these drafts,
yeah,
you have to be here. Or you have to be proxy. Here.
Okay. I was wondering. Yeah, it's funny. I mean, obviously people can't see it, but we're located right outside of the room. So you can see in the room, and they have the old school boards with the stickers. And yeah, I know.
They even have call girls sitting there.
So I got a trade alert because we've talked a lot about it, the FFPC, but I do want to just get some regular content in.
Good.
The league kicks off tonight. I made a couple trades. I'm not going to bring up the trade I made with LJ.
I'll bring it up. Don't worry.
Because I was drunk and he took advantage of me. That's a bad league mate.
You so, also seem very mellow about it too. Which league was it? Oh, in Blue Chips? Oh, listen. Hey, I was on a plane all day today. I didn't see. You're covering it.
I have to hide my phone from Sipes because, as everyone knows that listens to the show, just instinctually, any trade I make, he's on the other side of it.
Except for last week. I did like your trade last week, but go ahead.
Superflex trade.
Okay.
Someone gave up Matt Stafford and a 2019 second-round pick. In return, they received Baker Mayfield, Corey Coleman. Nope, Tevin Coleman. Corey Coleman would not be.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So we'll try that again. It was Baker Mayfield, Tevin Coleman, and a 2019 fourth round pick. Again, for Matt Stafford and a 2019 second. And just so you know, the person that gave up Matt Stafford also has Jared Goff, Mitchell Trubisky.
Well, first of all, the fact that you know what the person who has Matt Stafford has, then I'm assuming it's your roster.
I could have done research.
You could have done research, but I was watching your eyes and you were saying what you did. So obviously you were the one that did that. Well, so wait, so you traded away Matt Stafford?
Matt Stafford in a second.
And a second. In Blue Chips, but that's a whole bunch
of... No, this isn't Blue Chips. This is a completely different
league. Oh, I thought you said Blue Chips.
I'll bring up the Blue Chips.
Oh, okay.
And see, that's a Devy league, so at least half our listeners won't know what the fuck we're talking about. But so that's what I was... sell it. Like, it was a great trade.
he's already buffering himself for that. See, I thought that that's what you were going to say, because the second round pick. But so you gave away Matt Stafford and you got Baker Mayfield and what?
I confirmed nothing, but the trade was Matt Stafford in the second round pick for... Tevin Coleman,
Baker Mayfield,
and a fourth round pick.
I like the Matt Stafford side though.
Oh, you're a fucking idiot. Yeah, you're terrible. Baker Mayfield's already better than Matt Stafford. What? Come at me.
No. Wait.
I can't look up really stats funny. Right now though. Dude is inconsistent. I know he finishes as top 12 quarterback every season, but look at his game by game value. He's inconsistent as
And you gave him a two, and you got Tevin Coleman, and you got Baker Mayfield.
We've talked about this before, Michael. Learn. I'm trying to teach you.
Listen, I know.
I don't do this for my benefit.
I don't
listen to this show.
And I don't need your help.
Clearly you do.
No. I mean, first of all, LJ could take that two and trade it for something else,
LJ's
too.
LJ's not in this league because it's a completely
I thought you said both
league.
Of the trades were with LJ. Jesus. Oh,
that just
you.
Shows that he likes me better
because
he was taking the map.
This is all
side.
Bias.
He thought it was my
Yeah, this is all bias. Like, this is my co-host. It wants nothing but bad things to happen.
First,
hateful, spiteful little man. And by little, I finally met him today. He is tiny. He is a tiny little hobbit.
I will say this. Yes, LJ, how tall are you?
You're... I am 6'4 and 7/8.
6'4, yeah, okay. Oh, and 7/8. Okay.
9 foot tall.
Yeah, exactly. So we definitely need to take a picture with this cool Dynasty Football Factory banner and all that stuff. I want to post a picture. Yeah, apparently everybody said that I'm the smallest one here. I was even referred to as Dobby from
here that are taller than him.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, I like the Stafford and the two side better than.
Oh, you're stupid.
Okay. Fine.
So, I just got the number one quarterback out of this draft.
Wait.
Who was the best collegiate quarterback in the history of college football?
Is it a Superflex league?
Yes.
Okay. So, and what quarterbacks do you have? You said
Jared Goff and Mitchell Trubisky.
And so now you have Baker Mayfield. And what did the other person have? What did they need as a quarterback?
Well, clearly, they needed a quarterback.
Right.
I don't know the rest of their roster. I looked for the pieces I wanted. I wanted Tevin Coleman and I wanted Baker Mayfield. Wait, I don't care about the picks.
I'm going to swing.
Second round pick and a fourth round pick. Second round pick has about a 20% hit rate if you're lucky, if it's in the top of the second.
Yeah, but I would want that pick as trade fodder, to not to keep the pick, I'll to get something pick. Else. They'll get something back. Else for it.
Don't worry about
Wait,
it.
I'm going to spin this microphone around.
You keep giving thumbs up and everything like that. What do you think?
Stewart looks like a ghetto Conan O'Brien. I just thought of that.
Yeah. Introduce yourself.
He looks
Stewart.
Nothing like Conan O'Brien.
Oh, God.
He's got red hair. That's all I need.
Hey, yeah, no, I'm Stewart. I work here at the Dynasty Football Factory.
Yes.
And I'm here with these guys in Las Vegas because I live here. Yeah, give me the Mayfield and the second side. I'm sorry. I mean, you're right. Matt Stafford's, I think, is.
The second went with Stafford.
With Stafford.
No that, that's what I meant. Sorry. Yeah, no, Stafford in the second. I'd rather have a Mayfield and Coleman.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, Coleman's a bit of a crapshoot, but he's got the talent to make it work. And who knows? He could be the starting back for the Steelers next year, or he could be backing up somebody else somewhere else. But regardless, he's got relevance right now on a team that, you know, their offense wasn't that great last year. 2 years ago, of course, they were phenomenal. But I think he's going to be a value in the Baker Mayfield. I mean, I like him. I like what I see. And you're right, Matt Stafford, you know, he finishes high, but he doesn't play consistently. And he's got a new head coach. I mean, you're talking about two unknowns, but you've got more upside with Tevin Coleman over that second. So give me that side.
Cool. Thanks, Stuart.
Tevin Coleman.
Are you – what are you – you're filming something right now while we're doing this. What are you filming?
We're live streaming on Twitter, guys. What's up?
Nice.
Say hi to people.
Nice. What up?
So
nice.
If
what
people
up,
log on the Twitter,
where's
right
it
now,
at? I'm gonna read you.
When you listen to this podcast,
yeah.
But this podcast will be on in like 3 days. So I'm thoroughly confused.
I'm gonna try to put it up tonight.
All right.
But oh, so there's people watching it live right now.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh,
that's
you get to see me playing on my phone.
And, well, ooh, and LJ, you didn't answer. You didn't answer which side you like better.
Personally, I like the Mayfield side better. Mayfield, Coleman.
Yeah, it's a much better side.
Cool.
I mean, that second, that fourth is a wash. I mean, if it's not an IDP league, then that hit rate on that fourth round rookie pick is trash.
Is nothing.
It's trash. I like Mayfield. I mean, for the long haul, I know Stafford has been underrated as a quarterback through most of his career. You know, he continues to put up points. Like Shane said, he's pretty inconsistent. I like the upside of Baker Mayfield. I mean, the weapons that he has around him is just – it's tops in the league, in my opinion. You got the Steelers up there. You have the Browns up there. Anywhere you look on that roster, there's weapons. So that the only factor in this is when Mayfield gets his opportunity. And I'm not sure when that comes about, but I think they're set up for success for him to really succeed, even with Todd Haley is going to be wonders for him as well. So I like the Mayfield side.
Yeah, likely in 2019, and due to the fact that it's a super flex and people will overpay in a 12-team, I'll probably end up flipping another one of these quarterbacks for like a wide receiver two or RB1 next year, because that's how I do.
The funny thing about this show and the fact that people are seeing it on Twitter is everybody's got their phones in their hand. They're all looking down. Nobody's like, I want to take the phone away from Shane so that he can have eye contact with LJ because he keeps looking at him.
Well, the problem is I'm trying to look up stats. It's difficult to do. It's difficult.
So, all right. So LJ, what is the trade that Shane and you did? What was that trade?
Okay. So
dun, dun, dun.
This is the, DFF Blue Chips League. Okay,
okay.
So it's Devi.
Okay. It's big Devi. I mean, there's a lot of Devi players.
Tall Devi players.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you mean something else. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you meant tall Devi players.
And the taxi squad is only Devi players. So any player you get, you can only...
You can have... Okay, the taxi squad is able to roster 10 Devi players. Right. But if you have more than 10, you can put them on your active squad. So you can have unlimited Devis. Okay, so last night, I go out with these guys. Everybody's getting drunk. Me, I don't drink. So...
Yes.
MG brings up he wants to trade. He wants to trade, so he brings up. I bring up Amon Richards. Everybody starts hyping Amon Richards up. In turn, he wanted Amon Richards as well. So
was it because everybody was talking about it?
No. Shane knows Amon Richards.
Okay,
no,
all right.
That's been one of the look. I don't know. I'm not obviously as good as our Devi guys with that shit, but I know at least top tier guys and maybe like second tier guys. The difference is legit Devi guys know like tier six. But yeah, no, I know who Amon Richards is. I was heartbroken when he hurt his foot last year, and I sent a DM to the Devy thread. They all laughed at me and told me to go away because I wasn't supposed to be in there. But anyway.
And I didn't mean did you know him. I just meant that a lot of times when people are talking about something, at least on the show, then you go out and make trades for that player because people were talking about it on the show. So I was just wondering if you made the trade because everybody was talking about him last night.
No.
Okay.
So basically, MG, who is one of the site owners that we refuse to let on any of our shows.
I was going to say, yeah. He's here somewhere.
He's trying to give him a trash Carson.
He wanted me to send Amon Richards in a second for Chris Carson, which I didn't want to do that.
No.
Guys, Chris Carson, not that good, and everybody's going to feel salty as balls when he fails this year. So go buy a lot of Rashad Penny.
I'm ready for the Chris. I'm buying Rashad Penny as well, though, because his value just – he was 1.2 for some people.
Yep.
You know, 1.02.
In my home league, he went 1.02. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I had the third pick, so I took Geis, which I was happy about.
You need to go buy him, just as an aside, obviously, because that's what I do. But you need to buy him and Ronald Jones because their prices are really low.
Ronald Jones
you
is
can
the
almost
lowest.
For a second rounder next
year. Yeah, Ronald Jones is lowest. And I didn't like him as a prospect, but I'll go buy him. But this is the trade. I open up my phone.
Uh-huh. Mind you, this is during the course of the trade talks and negotiations. Shane had drank a couple of Jack and Cokes.
Where were you
guys? He was jet lagged.
Where were you guys?
And it was now 3 hours later than it was supposed to be because he went through a time warp.
Do people, I wonder if people listening realize that you sound like you're kind of tired.
I'm fucking literally dead. I've walked in the seven walls so far this morning. And almost had to go out of my way to do so because I'm that fucking. So just so you know, I was jet lagged. It was 2 a.m, 1 a.m. here time, which in real hours is like 4 a.m.
All right, so to get to the damn trade, Jesus, dude. We've been talking about this trade for 5 minutes. I haven't gotten to it.
And that's what's good about this show. So okay, go ahead. So what is it?
I open up my phone in the middle of us negotiating, and I see a trade sent from DF_Shane.
Uh-huh.
That's me. I'm sneaky.
My eyes just lit up.
Okay, while were you sitting near each other?
Oh, yeah. We're sitting just like this. Four of us right here.
Okay.
I look over at Finaro. I look over at MG.
Uh-huh.
Hit accept. So I sent.
Just hit accept.
I end up sending Dante Pettis and Amon Richards.
Okay.
Amon Richards is a junior wide receiver for Miami who, I mean, he's one of the most talented wide receivers in the nation, but he's consistently injured.
And he's a junior,
he's a junior.
Still
he can come out this year.
Okay,
and he's at one point he was a first round Devy startup, and I mean he still could be.
Right.
So I send Dante Pettis, Amon Richards for Kenyon Drake, Alex Collins, and a 19 second.
Devy depleted.
Yeah, the second is depleted. Didn't you get Alex Collins from me in that league?
Yeah, I don't really like Alex Collins anymore.
I know, but
no, I have enough of him actually. So I was like, like I looked at my roster, I'm not winning shit. So I'm just getting Devy guys, man. And Dante Pettis is a guy that
I like. Dante Pettis.
Yeah, I wasn't on him. Like he wasn't my number one wide receiver in the draft. But smart people, he was. And I mean, he has a draft capital behind him, right? Second round, they traded up to get him.
So,
which that's typically the guys that hit are wide receivers that have been traded. Anytime someone's traded up four, that's a good sign. Usually those players hit. So I'm not certain he'll hit, but the probabilities, you know, indicate that he will.
So what did you like about Kenyon Drake, LJ, that you would do it?
I don't like Kenyon Drake.
He doesn't like Kenyon Drake at all. That was a sweetener, really.
Oh, really?
To push him.
So it was just
top,
for Alex Collins?
Well, it wasn't just for anything. I just opened it up, and it was there. So, of course. I mean, I had Ezekiel Elliott, Jordan Howard.
Okay.
I can't remember what other running backs I had that I need. I mean, needed a couple other running backs.
Sure.
I needed at least a third running back, which I wanted Alex Collins. I wanted Chris Carson.
Right.
Trash Carson.
He ended up sending Alex Collins and Kenyon Drake. And then shortly after, I ended up trading with him. I sent Tariq Black. He's a sophomore from Michigan.
Yes.
And a 19 second round pick for Chase Claypool, Jr. at Notre Dame, and Chris Carson.
So you did end up getting Chris Carson. And when you say him, people don't know, but you're pointing at MG. Yeah, MG's standing right there.
LJ just slaughtered the room last night, basically.
If Finaro was in that league, I would have slaughtered him, too.
Yeah, I wish I was here. We got to do a trade then while we're here, because I got players, too.
What you need to remember, people, is it's all fair game. If you see that a league mate is hammered, take advantage of him.
Well, then we need to nothing do that while we're out here.
Absolutely nothing wrong with that. All is fair in love and war.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no. I think that's great. And you know, with that kind of trade, there's so many college players and Devy players and stuff like that. So for a lot of people that are listening, they may not even get the value of that kind of trade.
You know what they should do, though? They should start purchasing the Devy watch. That way they'll know who we're talking about.
Another thing is I do a weekly article called Projected Futures. And the point behind the article is for a few different reasons. So, one, it's for Dynasty players to look at that and see. So what I do is the first and second round through 19, 20, and 21. So it's like, okay, so if I'm trading away this 2019 first.
Oh God, my belly's huge.
This is.
Sorry. I'm sorry, dude. This is what happens all the time. I'm telling you. So anyways, sometimes I have to mute him when we're doing a show, but
so
go ahead.
So projected futures, it's rounds one through two. And you can, let's say you're trading away 19 first, but okay, so these are the type of players that I'm trading away.
Right.
But as far as Devy goes, what I like to do, it purposes for two different reasons. So let's say you have a Devy. Let's say Amon Richards, for example. I can't remember what I put him on my newest projected futures that should be coming out. But let's say he's sitting with the 2.04. Let's say that, for example. So it's like, okay, so that's where I can value him at, or I can value him as a 2019 first rounder. And it gives certain value to these Devy players, just so you can understand whereabouts they're at. Like N'Keal Harry, for me, still 1.01 in a 2019 draft. So it's like, okay, you know, because it's so hard for people to trade Devy players and understand value. So it's like projected future as well. Put a place of 1.01 in the 2019 draft on N'Keal Harry. So that's where the value is. So it sort of helps people out. So that's why I like to do the projected futures.
When are you going to be doing the newest version of the Devy watch? When does that happen?
It's going to drop in February.
In February? Mm-hmm. Okay. So you guys are working on that now, and how big of a project is it this year?
Oh, it's huge. What we did is we ended up switching things up this year. Typically, we had a list of 580 players last year, and then we cut it down to 294. This year, what we're doing is we're assigning regions, conferences to players. So for me, I'm over here on the West Coast, so I'm covering the Pac-12. Brad and Kyle Francis, they're going to be splitting up the SEC. So that's what we're doing. We're, you know, placing guys in certain conferences to cover those schools. And what we'll do is by the end of October, we'll all have our watch list. So for me, Pac-12 and Mountain West, I'll have every single player I need to watch that showed, you know, a glimpse of some sort of talent in the college ranks. And we're going to have these lists, and we're going to have it finalized by October. From October through December, we're going to be, you know, watching more tape on these guys, writing them up, looking at advanced analytics as much as we can, looking at targets, all that good stuff, their dominator ratings, their breakout ages, because we'll have all that stuff for the project this year. And it'll be, we'll be done writing it up by the first week in January. That's when Brad takes over and has to go and edit every single profile. And it'll be done and sent out by probably the second or third week in February.
How many people are working on that project now? I mean, it's gotten so big in the last couple of years, you know?
We have seven.
Seven people? Yeah, really? Seven people. All right. And then are you going to start dropping little hints or little previews and all that kind of stuff?
We'll figure it out here shortly. I know last year we offered the ability for people to pre-order, which was huge for both us and our numbers.
Right.
And then huge for them because they saved quite a bit of coin. So, yeah, we'll do probably Christmas specials for pre-orders and stuff like that. So.
Cool. Do you talk about it, do you preview it on your podcast too, or?
I mean, a lot of times with the Devy Watch, we're just sitting there thinking of stuff to talk about. Any type of prospects that pop off, we'll discuss them, maybe watch them, and then go on the podcast and discuss them. I wouldn't say we drop really much content for the actual Devy Watch. We sort of let it speak for itself once it comes out, once the pre-order rolls out, because it's done good over the last 2 years.
Cool. While we're out here in Vegas, are you going to be doing a show out here in Vegas, or are you just going to be? You're not.
Okay. I'm enjoying my time here.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, God damn it. Matt Collins officially placed on the IR.
This, so, you know, it what's really funny is even MG took over the camera and he's like filming this live while we're doing it. So anybody that is watching and is seeing Shane do that while LJ's talking about everything. But what happened with Matt Collins? What did they just say?
I was listening. Matt Collins officially placed on the IR. So, you know, the Eagles brought back Marcus Wheaton this week. Shelton Gibson might be a really good buy in your dynasty leagues. Mike Wallace is, what, 32? Alfred, I just made up a name. Alshon Jeffrey is injured. He's going to miss at least the first 2 weeks with the rotator cuff, whatever, his rotator cuff. He's healing from that. Plus, he's Alshon Jeffrey. His soft tissues are made of soft tissue. So he's
Nelson Agholor. Yeah. No,
definitely Nelson Agholor, but they're going to need another receiver, specifically one that can stretch the field a little bit, and that's what Gibson's good for. Mike Wallace is also a good buy. But, yeah, so Mac Hollins finished for the year, so sorry for anyone that was dreaming about his breakout potential, which wouldn't have happened this
Matt
year
Miller.
Anyway.
Yeah, I have him on a couple rosters.
Matt Miller really liked him last year. It was odd.
Dude, I liked him last year, but I saw some things I liked from him.
I didn't like him as a prospect, but as soon as preseason showed up, he did some good things.
Right, and he showed that he could do more than just stretch the field is what I liked about him last year. But when they signed Mike Wallace, he's toast this year. He wasn't gonna get used. So, but there you go. So he's on the IR. Outside of that, Steven Anderson just signed with the New England Patriots, but the New England Patriots happened to play Houston Texans this week, and that's kind of what Bill Belichick does. He signed Bill Belichick, not Belichick's, because that's not a person. He signed someone, he drains their brain, and then Steven Anderson will probably be cut by week 5-6.
That's funny, too, because didn't he signed Amara Darbo, and then he cut him the next day,
yes,
right?
Yes, and so then he has surgery the following day after
Darbo.
He got cut.
Oh, he did? Oh.
He's done for the year. He had surgery.
What about Chris Warren? Because I was in love with him. He was placed on the IR for surgery, but I haven't heard about him actually having surgery.
Because
so was it tonsillitis?
I don't know.
Does that get you on the IR?
You know what's interesting, though? You bring up Bill Belichick signing Steven Anderson, which is the previous Houston Texans tight end. Now he's with the Patriots for maybe a week, which was interesting. Do you guys watch Hard Knocks at all?
Yeah.
No.
So what So Michael Kendricks, you know, when they had him go up there and give the preview on the Eagles, I thought it would be more in depth. I mean, he had some good notes.
Right.
And it was cool how he talked about Zach Ertz and how he says they're top receiver because that's what he is.
Yeah. Right.
And just giving insight on the left tackle, you know, and how just to bull rush him and you're completely fine. You know, he looks big, he's strong. And that's what Myles Garrett did, you know, and he destroyed him. But I thought it would be more in depth, but it was cool because you do get to see the insides of how a team works and how they do pull information from other players. It's obviously simple scouting reports from these players, but he played with them for 5 years. You know what
but,
I mean?
I mean, if you played with someone on a team for 5 years, you should know more about their scheme than I could pick up watching the f***ing tape. So Kendricks clearly isn't that intelligent. He just got busted for insider trading. Doofus.
What happens with those shows too, you know, as it is a reality show after all, so they have to tell a story, so they edit it up and to show it the way they want you to see it, you know. So
is that how editing works?
Well, yeah, that's how I do this show. I have to edit it to tell a story with some of the shit that you say. I have to cut it on the floor.
No, that makes sense. I'm
It's like
having a wild monkey
explicit,
on the show.
Unedited.
I keep forgetting. Yeah, we're being filmed live. Yeah. The podcast that'll go out will be edited, but that right there is not.
But for our patrons, you'll definitely get the not safe for work version, and there's some great cursing in here, as well as some really off color humor that I'm really going to instantly regret. Just a peek behind the curtains. There's a lot of times that I'll be laying in bed and I'll text Sipes like, yeah, I'm gonna need you to cut that part. And I won't quote what it is, but like when I make fun of, like, I don't know, dying baby seals or something,
oh, God.
I'm like, oh, you need to cut that out of this show because that's a bad look.
Yeah. And I've always said that I've got your back, so don't worry about it.
I wish he would leave.
I could not imagine editing this show.
Oh,
I wish. Like, me and Jason are straightforward. Boom, boom, talk what we need to talk about. Don't, you know. And that's a pain in the ass.
That's not how my brain works.
Yeah.
My brain doesn't work that way, dude. Like, my brain
These
just
guys are
sprouts.
Paying me if I'm editing this show.
Yeah, just listen.
Off.
Yeah.
I just wish Sipes would leave in when I trash other fantasy football analysts, because I think that would be good for the show.
No, there has been a couple times where we had to cut it out. But
We didn't have to. They don't pay our f***ing bills.
Hey, listen, you have a lot of friends in this industry, and you don't want to start alienating people.
No, and I won't talk shit about the people I like.
No, but we always have each other's back. But you're right, LJ. Yeah, there's a lot of editing that goes into doing this show, but whatever, it's fun. I love it.
I had another small trade, and this again is, it's time to look at your rosters because the season's kicking off, and guys.
In like, what, 3 hours?
Yeah, but
hours?
You need to look at your rosters and make the determination. Does this team have a shot in of winning anything this year? So I made that determination today and traded Demaryius Thomas for 2 2019 seconds because
that's fine.
Best case scenario, I go.
You need to be honest. The with bottom, yourself.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. You have to look at your rosters and go, what is likely to happen? Yes, everyone could have a breakout year. Yes, everyone could revert back to 2014 levels, and I could win the championship. Or what's more likely to happen is Demaryius Thomas will play like a 30-year-old wide receiver. Keelan Cole will not break out. Randall Cobb will not turn back into a pumpkin and a usable fantasy asset. Just bite the bullet and make the trades.
I think that's a great trade, and I'm surprised somebody gave you 2 2019 seconds.
Well, by the way, so this is Dynasty Trash trade offers.
Uh-huh.
So this f***er, I tried to trade. I tried to change, and it's my boy. I like him. He's persistent, but he's a motherfucker. So I tried to trade for James Conner, which I thought was a fair offer, a second-round draft pick. This son of a bitch is going to try to get a first and a player out of me and then go, people are paying first. I said, well, then go get a first. And I haven't seen the first go down in that league. I haven't seen a trade go down for a first for James Conner. So real quick, if anyone's offering you a first for James Conner, you fucking hit accept now.
I took a second for Conner.
Yeah.
I'll take a second.
I like Conner. I took a second and a 2019 fourth. Which is in a bankroll league.
Yeah.
Money. You want the money.
So. Yeah. Well, we were talking about that. That's picks three. We're trying to mass cash. I have 38 first-round draft picks.
Six first-round draft picks.
I'm not good at math. Well, it's pigs. It's a Scott Fish league. So
right.
806 people have teams or something.
Oh, okay. All right. I was going to say, how the hell do you have 36 first-round picks?
Six first-round draft picks.
I just sent Jalen Smith. He's a wide receiver for Louisville.
Yes.
A lot of people like him, 6'4", 220, extremely fast, probably going to be a mid-4.4 guy. One of Lamar Jackson's go-to last year. Well, I sent Mark Ingram and Jalen Smith for James Conner.
Okay.
It didn't get accepted yet.
Right. Oh, it's still sitting there.
It's still sitting there.
Well,
see, if I'm a contender, shit, I like that from both sides as a contender. I got Mark Ingram coming back in week 6 because 5 is a bye, I believe. So I'd get Ingram for 6 through...
13.
13, thank
14,
you.
Hopefully.
Math is good.
Hopefully 16.
And then I got a Devy player, too, that's apparently pretty good. I'd be okay with that. But that's a fair offer for Conner. Like, you need to – like, Conner's not a trash player. Mm-hmm. I do like Conner, but I'm not giving up a first. In a league where it's likely that my first is going to be high in the 20 – and it was a 2020. Like, we're talking about, like, Cam Akers, J.K. Dobbins, like, territory probably. I'm not trading that for James Conner, though. I do like James Conner. You should come with at least a second for him.
Yeah.
Because the Steelers are showed they're not going to pay a running back. So James Conner likely has that job locked down next season, regardless of Le'Veon Bell coming back. They're not going to draft a running back high. You can almost guarantee that because they're not going to want to go through this again with a running back.
Well, yeah, I just had my home league, my redraft league. It's been going on for quite some time. And the last pick in the 17th round, I ended up grabbing James Conner, and I'm hyped.
Yeah.
When was that?
This was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, 2 weeks ago. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm hyped about that. I mean, Le'Veon Bell went 1.01, actually, I believe.
It's funny. We did a show, Shane. We did a show.
I was on it?
Yes. And you don't ever listen. But we did a show maybe 2 months ago or so where we talked about players that, you know, have questionable backgrounds of whether you should risk taking them. And
I finally bid on Le'Veon Bell. I finally was like, you know what? He's past his drug shit. He's fine if he misses the preseason because he doesn't need it. I'm buying on Le'Veon Bell now. And this motherfucker, this is going to scar me for the rest of my life now. So this motherfucker is like, no, this is the year I'm going to hold out the first 10 games. Like, what, dude? And what, seriously?
It's funny because what I was going to say was I was the one on the show that was saying not to take the risk, not to do it. And you guys are saying that. But I love, if you look at Twitter yesterday, how many people on Twitter said, I told you guys so.
Everyone
so
did.
Many people said, yeah. I did.
Or like, you know, when a player gets injured, like Darius Geis. Yeah. Or something that, like,
Jarek McKinnon. I told Darius. You you couldn't carry a full workload. Yeah, but he got injured in practice. Oh, because he's too small. Yeah. But it was non-contact. Yeah, but it's because he knew he was going to get a lot of carries. Like, what?
Huh? Yeah, and LJ made me sad by saying Darius.
No, but that's why Le'Veon Bell's going undrafted in most redraft leagues.
Well,
right? He's been going undrafted.
He's not going undrafted.
And his ADP in Dynasty was somewhere in the 10th round. I'm just saying off of all the Twitter pronosticators.
Oh, yeah, the way they're saying it. Yeah.
That's why you can get Le'Veon Bell right now for – Jalen Smith. I didn't even know who that was.
You know what's so great? Stuart. Yeah, Stuart is over here. He keeps saying yes. And what did you say?
So, Stuart, give us a live update on the FFPC.
Le'Veon Bell just went 302 and won the leagues in the other room.
Oh,
302. On a team with David Johnson. I think it's David Johnson, Christian McCaffrey, and Le'Veon Bell.
See that?
What's the price on that league? How much do they pay for that?
Oh, okay. So it's $1,800 to get into the league. Yeah, and then you bid on the first round pick. So, like, you choose where you want to go by bidding. Like, somebody bid $1,800 to get the 101 to land Todd Gurley. And then Zeke went 102 for $1,500 real
their
cash.
Their own money?
Their own money.
So they're buying in for $800 and then they're bidding.
No, $1,800 to buy into the league. Yeah.
Cash.
And then
they bid on top of that?
Yeah. We had a great interview with Alex, the guy who founded the FFPC that we're going to be putting out later on in the week. He explains it really well. But yeah, the first two rounds, they bid on that. And you bid for your draft position. You choose who you want. And so you could have the 101 and the 201.
Oh,
you know,
really?
If you can spend the money. So it's kind of crazy. Shit.
And then does all that money go into the pot?
That is a good question. I don't think
you
Alex
guys didn't
that,
find
but...
that out. How do I look with Shane's shades on?
I was just going to ask you, exactly why do you all of a sudden have shades on?
No. We look like twinsies.
Well, so the money goes into, what else do you say? So, like, so you get like $1,000 real cash for waiver wire throughout the year. No, it's like fab. But the money that's spent every week, all that money goes into a pool that goes into the highest scoring team that week. So, like, on average, you can make $1,100, $1,500 a week, he's saying, by just being the highest scoring team.
But when you say all the money that goes in every week, do they have
the
to pay?
So, yeah, the waiver money. Yeah,
oh, so
fab.
It's real
yeah.
money? Is
yeah.
the
real,
fab
yeah,
money?
Real cash.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so you're buying in with $1,800,
yep.
you're bidding on draft position,
yep.
and you're using $1,000 total
real
of
cash,
real cash
waiver
for
money.
FAB.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all I wanted.
Okay.
So, like,
yes.
What are you looking at for tonight? I know you said you want to go down to the sports book.
Yeah. I want to play some.
Put it on the money line. Put it on the spread. You gonna do some player props?
No, I want to do props. Yeah. You know, we
Those
were talking.
Are the fun ones.
Yeah, we were talking about it earlier. The problem that I have for me is I'm out here tonight and tomorrow, and then I leave at midnight on Saturday. So I'm not here Sunday. Yeah.
Only be able to play tonight's game.
I could bet on the Sunday games and they'll send it later. What's the matter?
You just end up mailing it in? Is that how you do it?
I think the way it works is, you know what? Somebody might know better than me because I'm usually here. I've never done it that way, but I think you could bet, and then if you win, you send the ticket and they send you the money or something.
So I wasn't listening.
Of course you were listening.
What are you saying? If we win?
How does it work if you're not here? Like if you bet on Sunday's games, but you're not here.
Let's say you bet on the future.
Yeah,
the
I got
futures.
You.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Like a Super Bowl.
I don't know, but you know what? If people just go on GT Bets and just lay some money there, they can just cash that shit out and they don't have to worry about it. So go on GT Bets because there's a $500. They'll match up to $500 of cash money. It's free money. So unless you really suck at gambling, you're gonna have at least if you throw in $500, they'll give you $500. You got $1,000 to spend. I would do that, and then our buddy Thor, I would use his college picks every week. Shout out to my homie Thor. I would use his college picks, and you'll win every week. So go on GT Bets EU, use the Dynasty Trades. No, don't use that. Use Trades HQ in the referred by field. Yeah, you get $500 cash money on your first, and then up to $500 on your second deposit. So go do that shit.
People were looking for in-season analysis management. What's a good that they could use for that?
That's MG back there talking.
He's telling us that we should go ahead and promote the Squad QL.
Well, hold on.
I don't have the read in front of me.
Yeah, let's pull up the read.
Squad QL is dope.
Squad QL.
Squad QL.
That's all you got to say.
If you want to, basically, it's cheating, basically. It helps you with roster management, tells you waivers, trades, how to beat your team or your league mates.
How to maximize your lineup.
Looks like they're going to take, you maximize your lineups. Let's so we're gonna wrap this up now, but we're gonna probably do about 14 more of these.
I was gonna say
this
we're
weekend.
Yeah, we're here for a couple days, so this was fun, and we'll edit this up and I'll get it out tonight. But let's
two versions. We'll have the patron version, which will be fucking lit. you need to check that shit out because that's gonna be probably a couple of you are gonna stop unfollowing me. You're gonna unfollow me.
No, yeah. Nobody is going to unfollow you.
That's cool.
Everybody loves you. No, listen, it's fun, and this was a first try right here, and I think we did pretty good. We got a lot of other people to talk to, even MG, who's sitting right there, and we'll put a mic in his mouth later.
We were forced to let him on, so we're going to let him on the show later.
Yeah, we'll interview
LJ's
him.
And then LJ's going to tape his Debbie watch, and I'm going to play the part of Jason this week, so that's going to go badly.
Me? What the hell am I going to do?
You can be Jason. Well,
you want to edit the Debbie watch as well?
You're short. If you get on my shoulders, I think the two of us are as tall as Jason, and you're bald like Jason, so.
Wait a second. Where's Jason?
He's not here.
Oh, well.
Jason Dirian's my co-host. Yeah, not Jason Walton.
Did you listen to the Debbie watch?
I know, but I thought when network. You just said he's bald, I thought you were saying he was here because you were talking about doing the show.
No. I know. When you know what people look like, you can recall it. They don't have to be in front of you. So thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Yeah, no, this is great. We'll do a whole bunch more of this, and we got a lot of other people to interview, and we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.